Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Indeed, if you can believe it, it is a Tuesday once again, and you are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 4:30 p.m. Packed show today, packed show. Lots of music, lots of new music, actually, from a lot of locals and beyond. Weather report, show listings, after 4 p.m., mandatory heavy, and I'm going to have some fine folks from the Dave Barber Cinematheque on to talk about the Gimme Some Truth Film Festival that is happening there November 6th to 9th. We're going to have, Olivia and Leslie on to talk a bit about that. This is the I don't know how many years it's been running. Many years they've been doing the Gimme Some Truth Film Festival. 16th annual. 16 years of this. So that's playing the Dave Barber Cinematheque over at 100 Arthur. So lots of different kind of programming there, shorts as well as documentaries and all kinds of stuff. So definitely something to take a look at. And they will be on to talk about that, as well as Olivia, who is Olivia Norquay, who is the program director over at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. She will be providing us with tracks from the Mandatory Heavy today at 4. She is one of the hosts of The Great Show here on CKW 95.9 FM, Circle 1 on Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m., Sunday Night Punk. So she's going to be picking out some of her favorite punk rock tracks. And, much more here today. Felt like a busy, a whirlwind week since I was last here talking to all of you. So much has happened, and now I'm thinking, it felt like it's been like a month since I was on the radio, but it's only been a week. Just been very, very busy. Here at the station, it's of course a busy time for us, with, into fall and into winter, and of course, Fun Drive in February, which we're in the midst of planning and getting things together for that. So it's always a busy time, but it feels good to be busy, and especially doing the work here at the station, providing you all with the kind of listener-supported, grassroots, independent media that has now become just more and more vital in light of recent political and economic trends. So it just I gotta say, one thing I have to say was watching some of the CFL games on Saturday. I watched the game 7 of the World Series, but it is really an affront that the Canadian Football League decides to use in their promo videos AI. They had this bizarre video where they had an AI Zach Collaros as a gunslinger. And you're like, you know, you could have just used the actual film and paid someone to just edit something. But just the use of AI now that the CFL uses, I just feel like, you know, you could just pay someone to put together a video package. It's not that hard, is it? And the AI just looks like garbage. It's like, I know that's supposed to be Zach Collaros, but it doesn't look like him. It's AI version. And you think, you know, he's a big star in this league. Why would you use an AI version of that? I don't understand that. One of the many, many disappointments that Saturday. But what you going to do? Enough with that. I don't think it's needed at all. Anyway, let's get to some music first, shall we? This recently came in. Local Winnipeg supergroup Block Parents have done some new recordings, and they sent us this new single called "The Long Night," and really nice of them. They sent it actually over before they really released it publicly. I think it's out now where you find music. But this is we're going to lead this off. Newest from Block Parents. This is "The Long Night," kicking us off here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. And if you can believe it, it's a Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. Lead off track there from local supergroup Block Parents. That was their latest single called The Long Night. Yeah, I think a lot more recordings from them coming up in the next several months, I'm hoping to hear. So, yeah, they great people. They played a number of years ago our 25th anniversary of our FM. Our FM anniversary at the Handsome Daughter, and they were great. They were excellent. 3:12 p.m. We're gonna get to some more music now, and then get into the weather report on the other side of this. We're gonna hear something a little new here. Locals. Living Hour just released a new record just a little while ago. I believe this was released October 2025, called Internal Drone Infinity, and we're gonna play three tracks off that: Stainless Steel Dream, Wheel, and Waiter. Here, Locals Living Hour with some new stuff here on Radio Free Winnipeg. Here on CKW 95.9 FM, the weather report is coming up on the other side of this.
Empty with the cord wrapped around the middle. It's almost time for the third annual Fall Punk Rock Flea Market. If you're looking for that unique gift for that hard-to-shop for a friend or family member, or if it's time to treat yourself, the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market has over 120 local DIY vendors to choose from.
So head on down to the Victoria Inn at 1808 Wellington Avenue on Sunday, November 9th, between 11:30 and 6 to find that amazing treasure. Entry is free, but we are accepting donations to support the market and our community partners. So on Sunday, November 9th,
Shop local, shop weird.
At the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. Visit us at www.wprfm.ca or follow us on Instagram at wpgpunkrockflea for more details.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilkirk, and we just heard three tracks off the latest from Locals Living Hour, off their Internal Drone Infinity, which is the new album. You heard Stainless Steel Dream, Wheel, and Waiter. I think near the end of the month, are they having their... November 21st is actually the release party. That looks like fun. So that's all through Real Love Winnipeg. Of course, one of the main guys behind Living Hour and Real Love Winnipeg is a fine fellow by the name of Gil. And he also does a show on Wednesdays here on CKW, 4 to 5 p.m., called Space Cadet. If you're into the shoegazy, spacey kind of stuff, go tune into Gil. Yeah. Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Let's get to the weather now with the weather report in the background. At the Winnipeg International Airport, it is 7 degrees and cloudy, wind north 12 kilometers. We finally got a reprieve from the wind. It just felt like every other day it was just ridiculously windy. Every other day, and now it's kind of quieted down a little bit. The high today is 9, so I don't know if we're going to get there, but possibly. Low tonight of -1, partly cloudy. Wednesday, 6 degrees and sunny with a low of 2. Thursday, we have a bit of rain coming in. High of 5, 60% chance of showers all through the day and a low of -4. Friday, we get into the cold weather. -2 for a high on Friday and -7 overnight. Saturday, -2. Sunday, -5. And Monday, -2, November the 10th. So we get into some minus weather, and I'm thinking we'll probably get our first little dustings of snow that might stick around. Which, when you consider it's already in November, not that bad. Now let's take a look at the Daily Almanac here for Winnipeg, which gives us historical data. We always like to read this out just as a comparison, just to give us some perspective. The normal high is 4 degrees on this day. The extreme value of that was 20 degrees in 1975. Which is a scorcher. The lowest was in 1991, -17, right? Lowest wind chill recorded, -27 in 1995. Those are brutal. I'll take 7 degrees any day over that. Highest wind gust, 91 kilometers in 1978. That's brutal. Maximum precipitation on this day was recorded in 1956 with 8.6 millimeters, and the most snow on the ground was in 1995 with 13 centimeters. The average on this day is about one centimeter, so that's a huge, that's a significant dumping of snow. Sunrise is about 7:20 p.m. Sorry, 7:20 a.m. And sunset is at around 5. I think yesterday I really felt it. Coming into work, you know, a sunny day, sunny fall day, and then being inside for, you know, the work day, and then coming home to just darkness. Really felt it a lot yesterday, I must say. But we persevere. We move on. Now, moving on here to more music as well. Lots to get through. We're going to hear two tracks from Move 78. This is, they've been also some new stuff they've been releasing. I've been playing them over the last couple months. This is a track called In the Age of Data featuring Monica Musungo. And then a track also from the latest from Donnie McCaslin. This is called Lullaby for the Lost, the title track of the album Lullaby for the Lost. So here's The Age of Data, and then some latest from Donnie McCaslin here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
The Metaworlds Tupaluk Show is a two-hour spontaneously generated sound art program exploring media, culture and chants. Every Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW 959 FM.
Macho Man Randy
said, "Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And if you say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest."
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Enjoying, I'm sure you're at home or maybe listening in your car, listening to some succulent radio. Democracy Manifest. One of my favorite internet videos. If you just look up succulent Chinese meal, you'll find it. I never tire of that short clip. And of course, the patron saint, David Lynch, bringing us in there. We just heard, that was the new track, a new track from Donny McCaslin off his new record, Lullaby for the Lost. That was the title track. Really loving that record. I think, you know, there was always that rock influence of the last several records, I think, that Donny McCaslin has been doing. But this feels like there's an aggressiveness to it, to the sound and to the playing that I very much enjoy. And then that was Move 78 with Monica Musingo. That was in the Age of Data. Move 78 was a band, a group, I believe they're out of Berlin, that I've been playing on the show the last little while, and they're excellent. Really enjoying that. 3:40 p.m., we're going to have the fine folks at the Dave Barber Cinematheque on in a little bit to talk to us about the Give Me Some Truth Film Festival that's happening there, November 6th to the 9th. All kinds of screenings and a wide range of films for you to go see. So that's coming up in a little bit. But first, let's get to some more music, shall we? I think we shall. We're going to hear... this set's going to be a little longer, let's say. We're going to hear two new tracks... from Jay Wood, and two new tracks from Mise en Scene. These are some new stuff that they've recorded. This is Jay Wood, just a former Winnipegger. Now I believe he's in Montreal, if I remember correctly. He just releases an album, Leo Negro, that was in September. We're going to hear Woozy and Big Tings, featuring Tune Yards, and then two tracks from Mise en Scene, who just released an EP called Leftovers in October. This is Leftovers and I Confess. So Jay Wood and Mise en Scene coming up right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I want you to say yeah. I want you to know.
In
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Yes, and you are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. And if you can believe it, it is a Tuesday. I'm your host, DJ Dale Gherkin, and I am with two excellent people from our great friends over at the Dave Barber Cinematheque and the Winnipeg Film Group, joined by Leslie Supnett and Olivia Norquay. And they're here to talk about the Gimme Some Truth Film Festival that is happening November 6th to the 9th. So this week, welcome, both of you.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. Thanks so much for having us.
So this is the 16th film, Gimme Some Truth Film Festival. So tell people what this festival is about. It's been going on for almost 20 years, but for those who aren't into it or haven't heard about it, what is this festival about?
Yeah.
They're pointing at each other.
Well, it's a documentary film festival
mm-hmm.
That was started by former staff member Kayla Janice, who is, you know, a very prolific film writer, film programmer, filmmaker. During her stint at the film group when they were assistant with Dave Barber, they wanted to start a documentary film festival that showcased work that, you know, challenged the documentary form, but mm. also screen works that were screen films that were like historically important. So, like, I think one of the first films that was screened was Punishment Park.
Oh, right,
yeah. Which is like a mockumentary about fascism, basically.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and so, you know, 16 years later, we're here continuing showcasing documentaries that I would say, yeah, continue to challenge the form in terms of using, you know, different kind of methods of filmmaking to show the truth. It's like, you know, visible evidence of, you know, certain causes or social issues that we feel are important.
Mm-hmm. So I guess for people who might not, you know, maybe they've watched a couple documentaries, mm-hmm. what do you mean by challenging the form? What does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm. I guess, maybe even more experimental methods to documentary filmmaking. We do kind of stray away from, like, talking head style of documentary filmmaking. Any sort of, like, kind of playful experimental approach.
Hmm. Yeah, because a lot of contemporary documentarians like to use, say, you know, animation as part of the documentary.
Okay.
So doing these reenactments or recreations of things that have actually happened, but using, you know, constructed imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, really, like, most documentaries are scripted anyway, you know, even though
right.
it is of real events that have happened. There is an editing process and a script
right.
most of the time that is followed. So there's always this tension between, you know, what is real,
mm-hmm.
what's not real.
Gotcha.
And so we're kind of, like, playing with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about the form and stuff, I've always wondered about some of those documentaries, and then you hear a little bit how they were made. I'm thinking about the Decline of Western Civilization documentaries and how much scripting actually happened there. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming some of the stuff, I was like, that has to be scripted in some way. That couldn't have been, oh, let's just point and shoot this, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Yeah. So talking a bit about, so it goes from the 6th to the 9th. So explain to people what the programming is like. So you have a big opening event on the 6th. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so the opening night films, these are older films by a filmmaker named Frank Cole. Both of them are going to be presented in 16mm film, so that's quite special. The first film called A Life that was made in 1989 and Life Without Death that was made in 2000. And the special thing about Frank Cole, so the reason why we're playing these films is that, you know, this year we've been celebrating our 50th anniversary as an organization. And during that process of preparing for our 50th anniversary festival that happened 2 months ago, and this book of Dave Barber, a portrait of Dave Barber, the former film programmer at the Cinematheque, within his archives. So his family had donated to us like 40 plus boxes of institutional and personal archives that Dave collected in his home, because the institution at the time didn't do it. We just didn't have enough storage space. Wow. So he did it in his apartment. And within these boxes, it kept recurring, these pamphlets for Frank Cole's A Life, his film, it just kept popping up. I'm like, oh my God, how many pamphlets are there of this film? And then we found a letter from Frank Cole to Dave about, you know, showcasing the work. And so we felt that it was appropriate to show it for this festival because of these, you know, reoccurrences we've been seeing in the archive and this like specter of ghosts that we've been dealing with in celebrating the 50th. Mm-hmm. And so and these films, A Life and Life Without Death. So Frank Cole was born in Saskatchewan and he went to school. I believe it was Algonquin College. And he made four features and two shorts. And these features are very, they're experimental, they're poetic, they're very lyrical. And the thing about Frank was that he was the first North American to cross the Sahara Desert on foot.
Oh, wow.
So Life Without Death, which is at 9 p.m., is like a personal diary about that work. And he filmed it on film, on the Bolex, and with sound, all by himself. And the film that was made in 1989 is also about the Sahara. Mm. And his, thinking about the Sahara and being there. But he had an obsession with mortality. And so these films kind of go through that with us in a very personal journey. And we wanted to show these films as a celebration of life. Mm-hmm. Cool. And a celebration of the archive as well. Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. And then the other, there's a couple other features, I think, that are important to talk about. There's also this, Browntown Muddy Water? Could you talk a bit about that documentary?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's the 10th anniversary screening of Browntown Muddy Water, which follows Indigenous musicians and blues artists in Winnipeg. And so filmmaker Jesse Green will be there, as well as a musician from the film, Billy Joel Green, will be there. So that will be on November 7th at 7 p.m.
Awesome. And then for this festival, is it do people buy like a pass, or you can just do it per screening type of thing?
Oh, totally. Yeah, you can do either. So we do have festival passes available. We also have individual ticket prices.
And how much are the tickets?
They are
$7.50 for members.
Yep. $9 for students and seniors.
$11 for non-members. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
you're quizzing us.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I think the Gimme 10 and 30, which is a film incubator challenge, all local filmmakers were given 30 days to make a new doc. Mm-hmm. I think that one's a bit more.
Yeah, that one, there's no passes for that one just because it does sell out. It's a pretty special event. So all these filmmakers that were chosen, they had 30 days to make work. We'll be showing these films for the first time.
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. Cool. And then there's also the series... Capitalism Project?
Yes, yes.
So tell us a bit about that.
For sure. So we've invited very prolific experimental filmmaker Mike Holbloom, visiting from Toronto, and he programmed two short films of his own work. So it's kind of like two retrospectives. Capitalism's One, Unlearning Lessons, and then Capitalism's Two, The Family You Choose. The second screening, which is on November 8th at 7:30, will also... we're also tying in a book launch of a book called Work, Mike Holbloom. Which is a collection of essays from different writers sort of talking about his work. He's extremely prolific and, a lot of wonderful work.
Yeah, and the last time he was here, going back to the archive, he was, when Dave Barber was still alive, and he was quite shaken when he found out that he passed away, because no one told him he was sick, and he was like, how come no one told me, blah, blah, blah. So we're happy to bring him back to kind of maybe reconcile that, but also showcase these works that are, they're very political, they discuss, or they, as works, how culture capitalism and how culture is created through that lens, and like just really amazing stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, this all sounds like excellent excellent stuff to go take in. So that, again, this is about the Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street, the Gimme 16th Annual Gimme Some Truth Documentary Festival. Lots of different things to see. Mm-hmm. November 6th to the 9th. So that's over, starts on Thursday, goes to Sunday. And I always encourage people to go, not only live music and stuff like that, but also support a place like Cinematheque. It's really important, I think, to not only get something that's challenging to you potentially, but also to support such a great long-standing institution. And Cinematheque and CKW go way back. A lot of people here at the station knew Dave Barber quite well and stuff like that. So I really encourage people to go check it out. And aside from this, also just always take a look at what's playing at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. Week in, week out, and especially when the new schedule comes out, because it's always happened where I'm like, oh, that looks great. Oh, that happened last week. I missed it.
We have a newsletter you can sign up for.
How do people sign up for the newsletter?
They visit our website, yes. DaveBarberCinematheque.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. So now we're going to get, it's around 4 p.m., mm-hmm. so I usually do the mandatory heavy, mm-hmm. Which is usually some sort of, lately it's been a lot of metal, but punk. So Olivia, I asked you to pick some stuff mm-hmm. for this.
Yes.
There's three songs here for the mandatory heavy. Tell me a bit about these three songs.
So I picked Poison Idea, It's in Action, which is a really great political punk band, as well as Void, Who Are You, which is really great high energy hardcore, and then Wipers, who are just the best band ever. Yeah.
so the Wipers, Nirvana did a cover of a Wipers song, didn't they? Or am I thinking of something else?
Hole did a cover of a Wiper song.
Okay,
Over the
sorry.
Edge. Yeah,
okay.
That's okay. Yeah.
All right, so maybe it's
maybe Nirvana did, because they were also a Seattle band.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So this is Mandatory Heavy, brought to you by Olivia Norquay, who's also one of the hosts of Circle One, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on CKW. Thank you very much for coming on. Let's get to the music right now.
Try to break
Macho Man
nothing
Randy
said. Means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing means nothing. Man.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Sure, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream rise to the top.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard The Mandatory Heavy as programmed by Olivia Norquay, program director over at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. You heard Poison Idea with It's an Action, Void with Who Are You, and The Wipers with Stormy. I had mentioned on air about The Wipers being covered by Nirvana, and I didn't make that up in my head. The Nirvana covered two songs, D7 and Return of the Rat, and also covered by Hole, Over the Edge, and Mudhoney as well. Mudhoney cited them as a major influence and called one of their songs the Wipers song in tribute to them. So I was like, I swear that that's a thing. Nirvana covered them. And again, that was Olivia Norquay and Leslie Supnett from the Dave Barber Cinematheque and the Winnipeg Film Group talking about Give Me Some Truth Festival 2025, November 6th to 9th. So go check that out. And now let's get into some events listings. A smattering of events happening in and around town. By no means is this everything, but I'd like to give just a couple of suggestions. This tonight, actually, November the 4th at Side Stage, which is right by the Park Theater. Teen Mortgage, Alex Vile, and Death Cassette are playing. It seems like Teen Mortgage is on tour and getting some support by locals. Death Cassette, that is tonight, all ages, show at 7, doors at 6. Tickets are $29.86, so I think that's like probably $25 plus the fees. Friday, November 7th, as always, our great friends at Into the Music down on McDermott in the Exchange District doing their free live events at 7:30, a free all-ages show. This Friday, Cola Cola Pop, definitely worth checking out. I saw him play at Big Sun Festival at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. And I don't know, he's like 15 or 16 or something like that. Just incredible. I've talked about Cola Cola Pop on air before. Go check it out. Definitely future of Winnipeg music right there. Excellent stuff. Also, November 7th and 8th over at Public Domain. Let's see, Public Domain. Holy Void celebrates 10 years of God's Tears. Two nights of Public Domain, 7th and the 8th. This is presented by Real Love Winnipeg. So tickets, so the two shows, let's see, first show is Jug and Goodies, and then the next show on the Saturday, Radiation Flowers and Prairie. Radiation Flowers, one of my favorite bands from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Tickets are they're $19.24 per event, and then if you want a two-night pass, it's $33.58. So that's happening down at Public Domain this Friday and Saturday. As well, November 8th, down at our great friends over at the West End Cultural Center on Ellis Avenue. Saturday, November the 8th, the Pairs are playing a folk vocal harmonies, and they are opening by a duo of Jacob Berdowski and Dominique Adams, and that is West End show, of course. Doors at 7, show at 8, all ages, $25 to $30 for tickets. I believe the higher price is usually if you want to sit up in the balcony. And that is just some of the events happening in and around town. Let's go with some, a little bit of last music here. To end us off, got about 10 minutes left. I recently just discovered this band. They're called Debris, and it came up somewhere in I believe my Instagram feed, whatever, it showed me this. There was a guy from a band, Chatpile, who I'm a fan of. They're from Oklahoma, and he was talking about influential records from Oklahoma and bands from Oklahoma. And, of course, he talked a bit about the Flaming Lips and everything, but he talked about this band, Debris, and they have this one LP called Static Disposal from 1976. So, they were a trio from just outside Oklahoma City, a town, Chickasaw, Oklahoma. And the way that this, what I would describe and the way it's described is that it's, you take the Stooges, you take Captain Beefheart, and you take the Velvet Underground, and you put it together, and you create this. And they just recorded the one album. If you'd imagine, Oklahoma in the late 70s probably weren't into this. So kind of definitely precursors to a lot of the things that would happen with garage rock and psych rock going through, and a lot of punk, I think, through the 80s and 90s. But just, you know, they were in Oklahoma in 1976. People weren't into that. But this record, I just checked it out the other day, and I was listening to it over the last few days, and it's just absolutely mind-blowing to me, this record. So I want to play it for you. So here's three tracks from this. Debris, One Way Spit, Female Tracks, and Witness are the three tracks we're going to hear. This is Debris. Again, when you hear this, this was released in 1976. Right now, on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, four!
Stroke through the illuminated maze of the hot inner city. We were lost in the dark, blinded, indubious of not being able to care less. Like here we happen to be, it could have been the end may never come about. When rainbows and valleys clocked, nine flat on open range, an oncoming figure ripped through a once protecting hot shield of self-reliance. Well, listen to you to this. I mean, face to face we stood, shocked to the point of immobilization. Hardly onions spread apart, apprehensive to say the least. My head became a non-audio, yet visual-only entity in regards to the whole terrifying encounter. Yes, nothing but an 8mm projection device powerless to produce an equivalent reaction. Yet, I say it once again, the point, if you will allow for that, of the anonymous addresser was absorbed. Something like Jesus is Lord. Bonds, which I suppose stem from his apparent sincerity of the mysterious assailant, we continued our electromagnetic ascent across concrete seas of production teams, unable, try as we may, to shade the previous happenings from our conscious selves. Some 2 weeks later, the very essence of our night's stolen game just lingered in our innermost, hauntingly may it be, when the identical message confronted us again in the form of two effervescent young lovers, proclaiming the love of all that is and was and all that will be belong eternally to them, and any who desire to screw their acceptance to the point of absolute abandonment to Christ. Preposterous flash through our minds. Yet, and by now you must be quiet, and I do say quiet, familiar with the use of yet. I say yes, something much greater than I, place the finger in rather than on our heart, causing us to assume a functioning role in the body, saved as miracles are often discussed, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and in conscious cohabitation with the perfect, if you understood, the perfect spirit, we rejoice.